Now, friends, we come today to this fourth chapter of Jeremiah. Now, during that period, Josiah the king was carrying on a period of reformation, but it was before the Word of God had been found, and therefore it was reformation and not revival, and it was very shallow indeed, that which was taking place. I think Josiah was very sincere, and he was certainly moved toward God, and he listened to Jeremiah. I have a notion he and Jeremiah were very good friends. They were young men at that particular time. But as far as the people were concerned, they were not turning to God in any genuine sort of a way at all. And though Jeremiah had struck home in some of the prophecies that he had given, and now we are in this second message that he gave, and it began in the third chapter, verse 6, and he dealt with the backsliding of the people, and it continues through chapter 6. Now, it's our desire today to hit the high points here. God made it very clear back in the third chapter. He said there, you will remember, in the 10th verse, and let me read that. He says, "And yet, for all this, her treacherous sister Judah hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but feignedly, saith the Lord." That was a turning to God that was merely outward. They were going to church, that is, going to the temple, and they were going through the ritual, but the heart was not in it at all. But this was something that Josiah was attempting to produce. Now, that reveals today that you can have reformation without revival, but reformation without revival is never genuine at all. And I'm not quite sure that what we are seeing today around us is revival. In fact, I don't think it is revival now. I think this renewed interest in the Word of God could become revival, but it's not now. And it remains to be seen, and I think in the very near future, how genuine it really is, or whether it's merely an experience jag that a great many people are on, or whether they are genuinely converted or not. It remains to be seen. And therefore, what we have here is the fact that it was not a real turning to God, but it was enough to prompt Jeremiah to give this tremendous prophecy that we saw last time in the third chapter, verse 16 through 18, looking to the future in those days. And he tells about that at that time that all the nations are going to gather to the house of God in Jerusalem. And that ought to alert these people not to take for granted and make it ritualistic of just going to the temple. And he tries to alert them, but of course it does not. He says in verse 22 of that chapter, "Return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding." And it may be that that did prompt a slight turning to God. But we find as we come now to these first verses here in chapter 4, here is a response of God to any movement on their part toward him. He's so interested and he wants to bring them back into a right relationship to himself.